Welcome back to the guys. Welcome to the Ebonics Podcast. We arguing.
Now we arguing. You want to know what? Let me tell y'all.
We in the middle of Jazz Boosting it.
I just
want
to say, I had a freaking taco night or whatever, and said was already hours late. The party started at 9 o'clock. Said gets off at 8:45 ish. Y'all know he skims on his time, and you know it was 11 o'clock. We having taco night, and said come calling tons of, oh, is it lit, bruh? I know you ain't calling to ask me if it's lit. You ain't even pulled up, and then he proceeded not to pull up, so, and he got hung up on.
First off,
and Q, first off, I don't know. He was drinking and driving on the way there. You know, he looked like he just lost $100 million or whatever. Everybody's trying to figure out what he
was tired as hell.
He didn't even eat no tacos or whatever. And I had chicken and beef tacos with a very nice spread. I even had guac, you guys, for these colored people.
That cost guac. Extra.
Yeah, it was $5, and I got it from Publix, so you know it was fresh.
So
it was fresh with cilantro. It had cilantro.
Let the record speak for itself. I don't skim on no time.
Man,
for whatever. All my coworkers listening.
Second off,
Jazz, I'm not pulling. I called you to see what was going on, and you hung up on me. I can't come. Like, you. First off,
I'm a
that's a pet peeve. That is a real, real pet peeve.
Well, we got the same birthday, so it'd
be like that.
It's a pet peeve of mine as well. That's why I do it.
I hear a lot of Virgos going back and forth.
How you feel about people hanging up on you?
Oh, it pisses me off.
Well, hanging up is a level of control.
And I refuse to be subjected to this.
Yeah, Sad's lady is in here. He could have brought Sad's lady so she could have had a great time with some tacos and play some spades, shot the shit, and she missed out on a great time to party with your girl because this motherfucker claimed he was goddamn at work about to go change clothes.
Shout out to my girl.
Shout out to Sans Bay in the motherfucking building.
Hey, we went out, though. We went out.
Oh, so you did go out. So she
Yeah, because we was on the way there.
So she missed the great opportunity to have taco night.
We had a good time. We was on the way to you.
Oh, so you had a better time.
No, we was on the way to you, Jazz. We was on the way until you hung up on me. Matter of fact, let me validate everything that I said because... So, did you ask me where I was at?
Yeah.
And I said...
You said you wasn't going to come because Jazz hung up on
And this was 2 weeks ago.
This was not 2 weeks ago. It was clearly a week ago.
Okay.
It was a week ago?
Yeah.
It was a week.
It felt like 2 weeks.
You know what? Y'all...
Nah. I'm so
clearly,
off with time.
Clearly, y'all, taco night was not a success if my co-host one didn't show up and the other one don't even remember. It was a week ago.
No, because... Well, it was because my sister graduated high school last week. That's right. That's right. I had a hell of a weekend. A
so you slick been upset?
Oh, it's all this pressure. I was gonna text some derogatory things in the group chat, but I decided to spare it for the show.
Spare
because
for the
you
show.
Guys need to understand.
No, first off, you can't hang up on a real nigga.
Nigga, I would hang up on my mama.
That's reverse psychology.
And I came from her uterus. I would hang up on my dad.
That's so
and I
rude.
Came from his sack. What do you mean?
That's so rude.
I will hang up on this man that came from his sack. What is he saying? If I hang up on people whose sack I came from and whose uterus I lived in, I will hang up on your ass.
Pet peeve.
I don't care if it's pet peeve.
I let it be known early, though.
It's I don't care. Too. I'm hang up on your ass again. You come calling me at 11 o'clock talking about you was on the way at 9.
It's a party. Did y'all not party till 2?
I want you to.
Did y'all party till 2?
No, the party got shut down at 1.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it was clearly.
But the
one and two is action time. Ain't nobody got time for all the action. No, ain't no 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock is action time.
No, I need a nap. We're gonna go from about 1:45 to about 3. Take a shower, change the sheets, eat a little food, and I'm going to bed. That's what's happening here. Nothing, no frills here. I'm not like these.
That's
young,
a good. That's a
I'm
nice agenda.
Like these, exactly. I'm not like these young tenderonies, man. I'm not trying to fuck out night long. I'm trying to get it in, get it done.
It's a time limit.
Like, hey, all that wanting to fuck for long hours. That's for the birds.
Hey,
I feel like if
man.
You fucking for a long time, your box is
hey,
trash.
Man,
this is true.
That is so true. That is so true.
I'm gonna tell you something.
That is true.
If you a man comes earlier than expected, it's a credit
a
to your punani. Yeah. Yeah, it's
exactly.
A credit to that.
Or if they pull it out, thump the tip, or they start thinking about something else, or they ask you stupid ass questions.
Or put you in different positions.
Man, let me tell you something. 20 positions in my life.
Yeah.
20 position. Wait. Don't move. Wait, hold don't your move. Toes. Don't bat your lashes.
But we doing it for y'all, though. We doing it for y'all.
No. Don't do that. Don't clench it down. Don't. You be like, bruh. Don't, especially when they be, y'all ladies, when they about the nut and they be like, don't.
Don't move. Man. Don't fucking move.
And you bat your lashes, they be like, ah, fuck you. You be like, I was itching. Like,
it's a reason for this.
I get it.
Because we trying to please y'all.
I have a question. Mm. Okay, y'all. So, this is a question I had. Mm. If you, and I'm asking, if you, okay, so, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to word this. So, if you have sex with your ex, right? Mm-hmm. And they're in a relationship. Does that make you decide if y'all just strictly smash? Like, y'all don't even. How does that make you a side? A side is like a relationship.
Well,
I look at sides like sides are people who want a relationship.
Well, side chicks make the relationship work, first off. You know, that's why.
How, if we're exes and we might smash from time to time because we're in the same area, how does that make me a side if I'm only hitting you up for the penis and then you like, gotta go?
Because you aren't the entree. You know, the entree is the one that he has to focus on, the one who you gotta give the time to. But in the end, you getting yours, but he's still getting his too.
Okay, so there's 2 points here. So, first off, is it all the time?
No, like...
Say
if you just smash from time to time.
I think the time that you put in dictates whether you're the side or the man.
Definitely. Nah, see, but I think if you have a girlfriend, it's established that you have a girlfriend, and then me and you just sleep together from time to time. Like, okay, let's go for an example. If your girl stays out of town, and you and your ex live in the same city, and y'all just smash from time to time, like once every blue moon. I don't think that
what's once in every blue moon, though?
Maybe it's like once
time.
A month.
The time dictates
this. If we smash once a month,
it's still a side.
How is that still a side?
If he's not investing no money or time into mm-hmm. the situation, then it's a convenience for him. Mm-hmm. He's still getting the best of.
But you have to invest in sides. Sides can destroy your relationship.
They can mm-hmm. if you're dealing with the immature ones. But the ones who what just makes want
a side,
that
what
one
makes
thing.
A side girl a side bitch is the convenience.
Yep.
I see. Convenience. I don't look at it like
you may
that,
be getting
like,
yours, and that's all you want. But you know, for mm-hmm. him, that's all what men want. That's why we get in relationships. Continuous sex. Love is a little overrated nowadays, but
it's extremely overrated.
You know, people do it just to have that companionship and constant sex.
I guess. I just don't look at it like that. Like, if we smash, we just smash. Because I might have some bays, and I just might be smashing you because you some old. You know, women, let me tell y'all, women don't like to add to the body count.
Don't want to get them numbers.
So
up.
It's like, I'm smashing you because I really don't want to add to the body count. It's not that I really care for you like that. But, you know, every once in a while, I'm you know what you're getting. You know, if you have sex with somebody new, it has potential to be awkward. Definitely. Like, think about it. It has potential to be awkward. Yeah. Like, because most of the time, you know, I think women like to have more sex than men, but we just go about it a different way than men. Men make it the headliner. Women kind of make it like,
But do
women make it a side piece.
But do women want sex as much as men want sex?
I think it depends on the woman. Like, I know, like, okay, so my homegirls that are in their 40s, they love the fuck. Like,
oh, that's when
a woman is in your, that's your prime of life. It's your prime of life. So they out here, you know, busting it wide open and everything. Now your 30s is still a little, you know. In your early 20s, you just fucking the fuck. Like, you're not trying to orgasm. You're not trying to.
Climax. That's what I'm talking about.
You're like, yeah, I know you like this.
Oh, that's real. That's real.
Nigga, you see this. That's what it is. When you get in your 30s, you somewhat care. It's not really like a big thing. But most of the people I know. Every woman like knows when you get to your 40s, that's your prime.
Hey, turn that shit off.
He's picking you up. She was like, huh? But it kind of really just depends. Like,
out of all of your homegirls, if you were to group them together. In your group chats, would you say that majority of it is about sex?
Our group chat. Let me tell you something. Every girl's group chat is full of a lot of different things. I can't really discuss what is discussed in my group chats because, you know, anything that is said on this podcast, you know, sometimes it will be used against you.
Right.
So I just want to say our conversations are extremely fun. They're loving. They're encouraging. They're sisterhood-esque.
I don't think niggas have group chats like that.
Niggas do have group chats.
Full of niggas? No.
But they talking about different stuff. Yes.
Nah.
Okay, so there's a difference. Like, maybe if it's an organization, like with my fraternity, of course, we have a group chat. Like, at work, we have a group chat.
It's chatting. It's a group of people chatting. It a group chat.
No. And I said,
but
I
not
said
like
guys,
a group of dudes just sitting
guys,
around.
Though.
But if so, it's your homeboys and all y'all and friends, y'all hang together, it's easy to just be like, hey, bro, we about to pull up so-and-so. Oh, we about to do something.
It definitely is easier, but it just doesn't happen. Guys don't do that.
I know a lot of dudes who are really cool with dudes. It's like two or three of them in there in the group chat.
You've seen this. Group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, you've seen it. This group chat.
Yeah, I have. Hold on.
It's a little weird. I'm just saying. It's strange. So, is that strange?
That dude's group chat? Yeah. Because we're going to be talking about shit.
Right.
What?
You trying to hit this club?
Yeah. Hey, what you doing today?
Right. How's your day been?
Most of the group chats that I didn't see dudes being is like, hey, what time we hooping, bro? Are you pulling up? You know what I'm saying? We about to pull up such and such. Have any of y'all fucked this girl and they post a picture of the girl in there? I don't know about that one.
Yeah. I can see the hooping thing and all of that, but. Dudes just be like, hey, what you got going on today? Oh, word? Shit. All right, man. I'll catch up with you.
What?
And that's it.
Nah.
Straight to the point.
I don't even text anything.
I don't either.
I would rather just call. That's why my text message, it just don't happen. Like, I just be calling. Calling people, get to the point.
Yep.
And I may not feel like hanging with the whole group of people.
Why not?
So it's weird, but sometimes, like, all my friends don't get along. Like, a lot of my friends, we used to all get along, but nowadays, all of them don't get along with everybody.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I didn't have nothing to do with that, so I'm still friends with both people. Okay, so say there's three people, and we was all friends in college, right? And those two got into a dispute or argument, and it didn't have nothing to do with me. I'm still cool with both everybody.
See, I'm not like that.
You have to pick a side?
Yep. Loyalty. I don't like people who play the middle.
That's not playing the middle. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Hierarchy goes. 9 times out of 10, if my best friends aren't too fond of you, I'm not too fond of you.
So what if it's two of your best friends, though?
Two of my best friends had a falling out. Yeah. We're a trio. So the chances of us, like, falling out, no.
Okay.
Especially for a long period of time.
Yeah.
No. They would have to get over it.
So, the two, in this scenario, with three people, and they're actually two of my best friends. They was actually both on the podcast at the same time.
Oh, they don't speak to them?
Well, Bush and Drew actually had got into it one time. And they didn't talk for months about it. And so, those are two of my best friends. So, I didn't want to have anything to say. I didn't have an opinion about the matter. Because I wasn't involved in it. And so I still hung out with both of them. And later, they reconciled the situation. They're not as cool as they once were, but...
Yeah, because when you...
have a real falling out, then...
Like, it depends on, like... See, people don't understand. When you fall out with somebody, it depends on how low of the blow lets you know the value of the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, prime example... Tavea is Tavea and Trisha, they my best friend. Me and Tavea done fell out before, but when we got into it, me and Tavea, like, we know, like, my best friends, like, if we ever fall out for real, like, somebody gotta die. Because it's a lot of secrets. It's a lot of secrets.
So,
it's like, 15 years of secrets in there.
Yeah.
Like, but when me and Tabea got into it, we was about to go to blows about it, but, like, our parents came in and, like, squashed the whole thing. But, like, when they were asking us, like, and like, when they were like, what's the real problem? Like, we both gave them, like, the glossiest. I was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't put, like, yeah. All right, we ain't that mad. But when you get to airing out dirty laundry, and, like, that's why your mama potato salad tastes like fucking Kroger and not Publix, or, you know, I hate your grandma dirty ass synthetic weed that she was.
Low blows.
Yeah.
That's what makes it stick. Low blows. For sure. Yeah.
That's when people can't go back to how they originally were, it's because something that was said was like, it was on some hate shit. Like some real shit. I'm sure if you were to go
back. I'm just saying, I don't think that's playing the middle.
I mean,
because they both were my friends and I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, I get that, but you know, still.
There is a difference. Because I've seen it on a TV show. People who play both sides. The difference, I believe, could be that maybe they play both sides of, like, groups of people. Mm-hmm. There's groups of people who hang out with one person, and there's groups of people who hang out with another.
I mean,
and they
want
to try to straddle the fence and play and kick it with both groups.
You could, yeah.
I don't kick it with both groups of people. I kick it with my homie here, my homie there. And that brings it back. Like, the older you get, the more limited your circle becomes of people that you call true friends. And so that's why, like, even now, I don't kick it with a lot of people.
Good, you should.
Doing now, I don't like being in a big crowd.
You too fucking old for that.
What?
You're 50 years old. I'm just playing.
We're not. Yeah, we are.
I'm still in my 20s.
Go ahead and round up.
I'm still in my
20s.
Round up.
This is,
we're
Jazz.
In the middle of recording.
Oh, we're still going?
Yeah. All right. It's okay, y'all. Hey, y'all.
This is Keisha.
Keisha and everybody, this is not Keisha is coming in, but this is not Keisha from the Keishas that Q be talking about here. The monologues of the Keisha. This is nice Keisha. She's a Knicks fan. I like her already. She's greatness. Oh, hold on. Just run with it. But, yeah, do you play both sides against the middle?
Against the middle? What are we talking about?
You missed the whole thing. So I was saying about two of my friends that was previously on the podcast and how they had a falling out. And I said, Jazz said that I was playing the middle, that I was still cool with both of them. I said, those two were two of my best friends.
That's their problem.
And I said, exactly my point. I said, that's the difference in men and women, though. I said that I didn't have nothing to do with that. And it didn't affect me in either way.
No, not at all. Now I just gotta let them work themselves out. Because if you get mixed up in it, man, it's gonna pitch you one against the other, and then they gonna be fighting with you, and you know, you just gotta move on.
And that's exactly what happened though. They ended up mending the
fences.
Yeah, and they both were on the podcast afterwards.
Well, they got their own podcast.
No, this podcast.
The hell? Who are we talking
you
about?
You talk. Crap, I can't even get the words out. What's their names again?
You talking about? Oh,
yeah.
I gotta ask you something about him too.
Ooh! Question that everybody wants to know.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's not the question I had. That's not the question.
Before you,
that's not the question I had. Not what she's talking about.
We're gonna ask it offline.
Nah, but
we're gonna ask it offline. I'm gonna ask offline.
No.
Dun. You don't even know what I'm gonna ask.
I don't know, but it seems intense, and the answer is no. Hell no. We're gonna fuck the hell no. Yeah.
You don't even know what I was about to say.
We'll go with a no.
Dang, so he doesn't like women. Because you said we're gonna go with a hell no.
Don't try to flip this.
No, that wasn't what I was gonna ask, but. What's the next topic?
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves in relationships. What?
Number one.
Top three pet peeves in a relationship.
Number one is Bobby pants.
Body pants?
Bobby pants. Y'all leave them all over the sink.
That's marketing.
Don't clean them up.
Cut it out.
Hey, man.
Know the game.
No, I'll leave a toothbrush.
Oh, Nah, you leave bobby pins. Women know what to look. First of all, women know what to look for when they come to your house. You leave a little. Y'all don't even notice the bobby pins. That's the whole thing. You don't notice the bobby pins. You don't notice the strand of hair. You don't notice the pad, the tampon, a little bit of different.
That's why I got a sister, though.
I mean, if that's what lie you using, then that's what lie you
it's
using.
It's the truth, though.
I mean, okay, but your sister ain't taking no shower. She ain't wash her ass over here.
If she got her, but she go to school over here. And she live in Lithonia, so.
Listen, keep gang, so listen here. That whole sister and your auntie and your mama pulling up. That's see, women have stopped beating these men ass. That's the problem. They need to start.
That's good. You shouldn't. You shouldn't put your hands on nobody.
Man, shit. Son, let me tell you something. You got your ass whooped as a child.
Yeah.
Okay, it made you a better person, didn't
it? It did.
Exactly.
But that's for the parents.
That don't count in a relationship. Exactly. I grew already. I'm grown exactly. now.
I'm grown now.
Say, I believe you might need your dad's head slapped off. You said need his head slapped off.
Ooh, yeah, what'd you say?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Push your motherfucking top back.
But it's okay. This is me right now.
It doesn't matter.
Me right now is the result of years of ass whoopings.
You're horrible.
I'm a good person. And I have a really good heart.
Lucifer was a good person too.
He didn't have a good heart.
Yes, he did. He was a good person.
Don't compare me to Lucifer.
I mean, Sam, what's yours? What's yours?
I said top three. You only gave me one. You talking about
I thought y'all wasn't going to pay attention. Top three.
Talking about some damn bobby pins. That's the weakest shit.
No, that's real. That shit pisses me off.
So fucking bobby pins.
Yeah, it annoys me.
All the shit, not
vaginal. If I keep my bathroom
stop
clean.
These goddamn bobby pins.
Yeah. Not vaginal yeast infections. Not she break out with herpes on
the. That irks everybody.
Not dirty.
But that's all. That's automatic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not dirty panties in the middle of the floor. Not leaving the tampon. It's a plethora of shit you could have said. You pulled out fucking bobby pin.
That's what annoys me.
Okay, what else?
Number two.
Number two. Insecurities.
That seems like that would be your damn number one while you're talking about the weak ass body pins.
Nah. Insecurities. I should be able to leave my phone around without having to worry about it being checked. Go take a shower.
But that comes with a level of comfortability and you not be if you're not a habitual liar.
But who's to say that's on her though? That's off of her own mindset if it's insecurities.
No, most of the time, women don't start off in relationships as being insecure. Let me tell
you. No, because y'all look for subtle things to pick apart. Am I right, Sam?
Insecurities, that's on the woman. Like, somebody can have insecurities and think that because they past relationships. Exactly. Nobody's what the fuck I was going to say.
Exactly.
How could that be wrong if we was both about to say the same shit at the same time?
The same reason why you were little kids, you probably pissed on the fucking toilet and left the toilet seat up. You were fucking wrong.
I leave the toilet seat up now.
Exactly, because you fucking
it's the thought that counts. No. I lifted the toilet seat up so I wouldn't piss on a regular seat.
And you a grown ass man. You can't fucking act on that bitch. You need to.
Man, shit happens. Think about morning after, that piss be going everywhere.
What?
The morning after you have sex, and it's no lie. That shit be going everywhere.
See, I think you.
It comes out streams to the right and to the left. It was a movie about this.
What was the name of the movie?
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yep.
That movie came on the other day. Okay.
Oh, so the last one is one who works their 9 to 5 and goes out every weekend to go to the club, smoke hookah, and listen to Future.
You
hate half of the people.
People who have fun. That's fun right there.
That's
wait,
real.
I go
every weekend. Every weekend.
Every other, at least.
And that vagina smelling and tasting like cognac. Come on, man.
I'm not having sex with women that I meet out there. I'm just chilling. Smoking my hookah and listening to Future.
This man said cognac. What? Any woman that's drinking cognac, boy.
That shit is strong.
Like a motherfucking bitch. And she's drinking cognac. She holding a damn cigarette like that.
What's yours?
So likes the homebodies. Nope. Jazz.
We're not going in order because it makes more sense.
What?
Because what the shit y'all saying is fucking bogus.
Mine is real nigga shit.
Okay. It's real cool.
So y'all's like a real nigga shit too.
Go. Niggas bet B. Let's go. Top three. Come on, let's go.
We're going in order.
Come on, man. We not finna do this.
I'm saying, say,
I have all three of mine in order, and I'll name them off, and then I'll explain them. But Jazz, it's on you.
No, name yours all first, and then we'll go from there.
Have you not thought about it?
I have some, but I don't know in ranking of how, because it's a lot of things.
First off, it's going to be hanging up on me. I can't stand it. If you hang up on me, I'm liable to not call you back.
Okay, you're liable.
We're going to hold this whole relationship through text messages. and face to face.
And you get your whole ass beat.
Nah, look, I'm not.
So don't hang up on you.
Don't hang up on me. The second one, I really, really hate being called, and I don't know where this came from, but not. Thank you. I fucking hate that shit. I don't let niggas call me bitches. I punch niggas dead in the mouth for calling me a bitch.
So when I hung up on you and I just said, you
like, oh my God, that's why we was arguing at the beginning of the fucking podcast for 30 minutes. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Because I said,
that's disrespectful.
It is. Definitely. And you didn't call me a bitch. You said something about
you was acting like a bitch.
Thank you. Okay.
But you said the same bitch.
Yeah. Not in reference.
Okay, what's the last one?
And then third pet peeve.
She grilling you too.
I'm drawing my inspiration from over there.
You do? Oh, good.
What was it? What'd you say?
I said they all about me so far. Everybody
says, girl says she hang the fuck up on said ass. Don't you be talking that monkey shit. So yeah, said is on here flexing.
All
right
I need
now.
Is a bye. Just say bye, and then we can hang up.
I ain't got nobody got to tell you bye. Mm-hmm. Bye means it's over. I ain't
talk to
mean,
you later. Talk to you later. And
fuck out of here.
Let me see. A third one is gonna be.
Don't say nothing like two little panties or some shit.
I'm not full of pet peeves like that, so I really have to think about this one. Those are my really two. Like, I really, really hate those two. Number three is going to be, it would have to be one of the standard shits, you know, like flirting or something, like cheating or something like that.
That could be insecurity.
No, what,
that
flirting?
Could be insecurity.
That's a, that, but that's a standard and a general
are subjective.
One.
Insecurities are subjective. So that could be something.
That's, I don't know. What's flirting? I've never been cheated on. Flirting?
What is flirting?
Touching? Like hitting? Conversing? Like the giggles and shit like that? Like cut that shit out.
So what if I thought what you that person said was extremely funny?
Then laugh. You don't have to be giggling and slapping.
And don't,
like,
don't sit here and act like y'all like gonna trip if that if it was on the other foot.
So if David Chappelle was in here right now and he was telling us good jokes and your girl hit Chappelle on the shoulder and was laughing.
Then me and Chappelle gonna have to shoot the fade.
Why? But he's a much better.
I'm gonna mark that nigga too.
But he's a much better comedian. He's a better comedian.
I'm just kidding. I was being funny, but that's one thing though. That's the fucking Dave Chappelle.
That's just like the thing we was talking about with Rihanna. Like, hey,
yeah, that's Rihanna.
You just gotta chalk it up.
If I didn't get pregnant, I ain't do something right.
Hey, make sure you wear Tim's so you can have a boy.
That's real. You gotta leave them on.
Leave your Tim's on if you want a boy.
Tim's do not get you. What?
I know this ain't coming from Jazz. Timberland lover.
Yo,
she loves her niggas from the Timberland.
First of all, first and foremost, we're not gonna go there because y'all got motherfuckers really being like, oh, I know you ain't gonna talk to me because I ain't from New York. Like, where did you get that from? I listen to the podcast. So I listen to these motherfuckers. Anyways, what?
So. Pet peeves. She tried to change the subject real quick.
All right, pet peeves. Dun, 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 dun. Lying, cheating, and insulting my intelligence.
Okay, so definitely lying and cheating go together. And those are general. So you have a general topic. And you can throw all of the ones that's lying, cheating, insulting your intelligence
insulting
into
my
that opinion. General topic.
Okay, so like pet peeves. Okay. Since you say this, general, if you got skid marks in your drawers as a grown ass man, I can't fuck with you.
That's definitely true.
Because like, you need to get you some motherfucking wet wipes and wipe your fucking ass.
Yes.
You need to like teach you, like when I had to teach my son how to be potty trained, you wipe four times until you see nothing.
Nothing.
And then you take a little wipe. Another pet peeve.
Has this happened before?
I have. I've been chilled at a dude's house and I went in the bathroom in dirty clothes and seen like a little skid there. It's out of fucking control. I had to leave.
Did you?
I did leave. You left. Fuck you. I look like you, fucking baby. You're a fucking baby.
He fucked you, wife.
No, I'm not doing it. I would say like if your family is too in our business, like that'll get your mama snapped on. Like real quick.
Messy family.
Hell yeah. Goddamn, don't be telling your mama your business, cause goddamn if you wanna tell your mama every fucking thing, tell your mama suck your dick and fuck you.
Okay.
Period. Or have your mama in my okay. motherfucking business. Don't have your mama ask me something. So he told me you hit him on the side of the head. Do you want to get hit too? Because.
You can't snap on nobody, mama.
Who? What? Get the fuck out of here. I will snap.
You can't be out here snapping on niggas' mama.
I will snap on a mama quick.
She yeah. older. You got to respect your elder.
Hell, I snap on my own mama.
That's different.
Doesn't matter. Same thing.
All right.
If you snap on your own mama, you snap on anybody. And I don't really snap on my mama like that. She's worrisome.
She deserves better.
And okay, biggest pet peeve I have to say is wearing fake shit. Like a nigga that wears some fake shit. Oh my god. Let me tell you know what? Pause. Hold on. Excuse me. Let me do a PSA announcement to you motherfuckers in Atlanta. That's going to goddamn Glenwood Flea Market, the goddamn D-Mall, goddamn West End to the nigga selling shit out the trunk. The motherfucker that be at Stonecrest that pull up in that damn 1998 Honda Civic talking about you can get three. You can get a Gucci, a Fendi, and a Ferragamo belt for $250. Let me tell y'all asses something. People who wear real designer do not feel comfortable to fucking approach me. Because I'm insulted and I know it's something wrong with your character. And you weren't raised right. Okay?
For people who wear real designer?
No, fake. The fake ones. The fraudulent ones. The Ferragamo belts that's supposed to be gold. And 2 weeks later, because you done rubbed all the damn gold spray paint off. The shit all is right. fucking fucking brash. When you're trying to figure out why your neck is breaking out with green shit green around shit. It. Because some shit is fucking... Because some Arabs did fooled you thinking that shit was goddamn real.
Just get it from them all.
All right. No, well, let's talk about Jason Whitlock. The guy who got dunked the other day. The past two times out of the past 2 weeks. For his... One, taking up for, you know, the white race. Charlamagne exposed him because of his remarks and what he said about one LeBron James and the other LeVar Ball, who I support his hustle and him backing his son. I hope his son gets drafted by the Lakers, the second pick. And
Lake Show.
Absolutely, Lake Show all day. But outside of that, you know, how do y'all feel that he is purposely quote unquote coony?
Like this type of subject right here, this is where it comes to the whole interview with LeVar Ball and Kristen Lowry or Leary or whatever. My whole thing is her approach during the whole interview process was very antagonistic. Mm-hmm. And I felt like during the interview process, she was being antagonistic, but then she was trying to play is it because I'm a woman? No, you disrespectful. And see, if I would have been LeVar Ball's wife, she would have got her fucking... That show would have went a whole nother goddamn
way. Well, his wife is in the hospital dealing with cancer at the moment. Or struggling with cancer.
Mm. We'll keep her lifted in prayers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my whole thing is how somebody chooses. You know, a lot of people have issues with LeVar Ball and his antics and his behaviors. But at the end of the day, I salute him because he is a black father. He is involved in his kids' life. And he feels that his kids can do any and everything. And I think that's a part of the reason of what's missing in the black community in these black homes. That man is a dad. He's making sure that his kids know that they're destined for greatness. And what's wrong with telling your kids as they great and investing in your kids? Pretty much that's all he's doing. The way he goes about it, okay, he has his antics and his ways. But if he is having a conversation with somebody, he didn't even, the non-verbal communication that he gave to her was so much as I'm not interacting with you. Not
stay
once
in
he
your
turned
lane.
That he not once did he even turn in her direction or even look at her. But you felt the type of way because it goes back to the white privileges. I'm a white woman. You have to address me. No, he didn't want to address you, and that's exactly what he did. He don't have to address you. You know, this man asking him questions, you're chiming in about, oh, well, it's a big box. If that's what he... If he want to say that his brand is a big baller brand and that's what he want to do, that's, you don't have to support that. Ain't nobody saying that you have to support what he has going on. You clearly had him on your show because it's controversial and it's going to get you ratings. You needed him on there. Yeah. You didn't need... You, he didn't need, he didn't that need to you. Be on you. Yeah. And he, and as what it's looking like, the $4.95, some people are going to purchase the shoes just to purchase the shoes. Who was at the game? He brought 20 pair of the shoes and he brought 10 of the flip-flops or whatever just because he said, I believe in what you got going on. Invest in your kids. Mm-hmm. If he feel that, I mean, me personally.
That's dope, though. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me personally, I don't think the shoe is that hot or whatever.
It's ugly.
It is ugly. But at the end of the day, I mean, if he come out with a shirt that's like $50 that I pay for it, I mean, I ain't gonna pay no $4.95.
It is actually $50 for
it. As of right now, I just think that brand is almost like, as of right now, I understand his message, what he was saying. He did not have to talk to that woman. Mm. You know, and even when she did come off very antagonistic, like when she was asking, she was like, so how many pairs you sold? Yeah. Like, what? Shut the fuck up. I ain't sold none.
Well, no, the only reason that he responded to her that way, you know, one, because ever since he came on for that first interview, you know, she made put out videos of her talking about how he should raise his kids and how he's involved kids. In. Yeah, well, I don't know that for sure, but at the same time.
She ain't got no damn black kids, so she need mind her damn business.
At the same time, if Lonzo come out to the Lakers and ball out, his brand is going to grow crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
And all he got to do is sell 2,000 pairs, and he'll be, that's $2 million made. Mm-hmm.
As of right now, I would not wear a Big Baller brand shirt.
I support it.
I wouldn't wear a shirt that said,
I'm not going to buy it, but.
I wouldn't. I think Ball, he's dope. I think what his dad's doing is dope, but honestly,
I might not wear it, but I would support it. I would give my money. I might not never wear the shirt, but I still would support it.
You would just buy one to support it.
Yeah, I'd just buy it to support it.
Does that come from his dad? Or is it him as a hooper?
I think, basically, if you really listen to, once you get past all the fluff of what his dad is saying, see, a lot of people feel like that his dad is not humble. And his dad isn't humble, but his dad is confident in his son's skills. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's a good, you know, because a lot of people were saying, well, he's acting like his sons are better than everybody. But at the end of the day, I'm a mom, and I feel like my son is the best thing since sliced bread. No shade to nobody else's kid. But if you don't instill in your kids that they're somebody and they're somebody great, especially when they're black boys, then you set the precedence to let society control them. LeVar Ball is seemingly one of my coworkers even said it's like LeVar Ball is what white people fear, an arrogant black man that knows what he's talking about and can see the bigger picture than what it is.
Let's not just put it out there or think that LeVar Ball is not fucking crazy. First off,
he's crazy, it's all
for marketing purposes. If he wasn't that outspoken, nobody would be talking about him.
This nigga said, "Yeah, this is true."
But put it out there.
This nigga said that he would beat Jordan 1-on-1.
Okay,
he don't believe that, but it's gonna cause waves.
But listen, ever since he's made that comment,
that's when
his ratings and his stock and the people's interest of him has gone up since then. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, everything, and I was having this conversation with one of my little cousins. It was like, if you can't get my attention in 10 seconds, then it's no point of me entertaining what you got to say. He took 10 seconds. I could beat Michael Jordan.
And now everybody knows the brand.
That's everybody wants to have you on the show. They want to talk about, why do you feel like that? Why do you feel like that? That's just opening his platform to talk more about what his kids. Because what it is, that's your segue to getting him on the show. But if you look at his interviews, he talk about his kids. He talk about what they selling and what he planning for them to be doing. It's a great strategy. It's great strategy. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's a business major will tell you, the more outrageous some shit is, the more goddamn you make that. Look at these reality stars. You make your 15 minutes last longer than 15 minutes.
He was just being himself, though. That's what got him there. That's what got that brand on, is him being himself and getting that publicity from it.
True.
So what's gonna happen with the game tonight? Who's gonna win this?
Warriors gonna win tonight.
I think it's gonna go to game seven. Warriors gonna win.
I say Warriors in six.
You know.
Game one was ugly.
Man, let me tell you something. I just want to tell y'all, Lil B has already said KD doesn't have a curse on him this year.
What?
Drops the pen. Did y'all hear that? That's all we needed to hear. I think, this is what I honestly think. I think it's going to be Golden State game seven.
Golden State in six. They're going to win tonight. They're going to go back to Cleveland. Cleveland going to win two. And then they're going to win one in Cleveland and finish it out at Golden State. It's too much firepower.
It's really weird because at first everybody was like, Cavs is going to win. And then after game one, I'm hearing a lot of people say, yeah, the Warriors got it. The Warriors are going
to win. Yeah, people fickle, though.
People are fickle, but I mean, I look at it like this. KD, KD was a beast on Thursday. Mm-hmm. KD was like, when I tell you KD was with Bron, like, nah, we going. Like, let's go. Like, yeah. He's hungry for it. And you got to look at it like, I tell people all the time, KD's back is against the wall. I was like, it's just like LeBron when LeBron came back to the Cavs and he had to prove that.
But
not this last game, because I don't feel like.
But in fairness, for the Cavs, they missed a lot of wide open 3-point shots that they typically make. So that's why a lot of the difference comes with the score. And even LeBron said it himself. He said it's more like a practice game after, you know, it's more so seeing what they have going on or how they're planning to counteract that. But they missed a lot of threes that LeBron set them up for.
Yeah, but they gonna have to go to the paint.
Everybody forgot about KD.
Man,
everybody forgot. He was hurt. He's been hurt. He wasn't there last year. When it comes to the finals this year, people ain't even thinking about it. They think about what Curry gonna do, Thompson, Draymond. Nobody really took into consideration that the Golden State now has the best scorer in the league.
They got two of the best scorers in the league. Because both of them can fill it up.
Yeah, they don't think they want to. Emails,
so I guess the Cavs aren't going to win.
Well,
yeah. I want
it's
LeBron.
It's going to be.
It's
this
still
sense.
Early, y'all. It's 8:00. You know, it's just got 8:00. Who knows? Let's see what the score is.
All right, we got any more topics?
No, sir.
Right.
Even started yet.
Said you got anything?
No, we covered the good range of topics.
Dang. Good, Jazz?
Don't fucking hang up on me.
I'll hang up on you when I motherfucking feel like.
And we'll converse through text.
I don't give a fuck.
We shall converse through text.
I'm coming to your goddamn job.
No, you won't. You don't know where I work. And I got my gun on me at work. I'll keep it on.
Thank y'all for tuning in. And we'll be pushing this out as soon as possible. Regardless of what I'm saying, I'm cutting all this out. But this has been another episode of Evonix Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate y'all. This is Q signing out. And
it's me, Fab Jazz. See y'all around.
Holla at me. Catch me on the IG.
I'll be back on social media in like a few weeks, y'all.
Why do you feel that you need to take a hiatus from social media?
Social media, it just clouds your judgment. Like, I think that it's very healthy to be every once in a while to do a fast from social media, just cleanse it, because you'll be surprised at the stuff that you just see and the checking your phone and being in your phone, like how distracted and removed you can be from the real world. Like, my social media, I'm on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Like, it's just a lot of different stuff. And you see different people, like, acting out their lives and doing stuff. And you'd be like, ugh.
Is it a refreshing or is it a struggle?
It's actually real. You know, the first few days, you get used to checking your phone. You're going through, like, you'd be surprised, like, how often you really look at your phone when you, like, prime example, My phone has been on 33% since 2 a.m. last night.
Damn.
It's still on 34% right now, and I ain't charging not once. Like, social media sometimes, it just becomes too much. It becomes too much of a, like, of a distraction from just your everyday life. Like, you know.
It's definitely supposed to be a pastime. Yeah. I don't check my phone like that if I ain't at work. When I'm at work, though, that's a whole different story.
Man, that makes that time fly.
Mm-hmm,
done it. Yup,
yup. Yeah, all the same.
Well, that's all we got, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
We'll see y'all.
Peace.
Please surprise how far I can get you.